Bob here.
Bob, Dave Ross in Cairo. How are you?
I'm good. I've just been listening to you.
That's good. That shows us the transmitter still works. So what do you do, Bob?
I'm trying to retire, but I'm a carpenter, handyman. We do everything.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much.
So tell me about your decision to go to Dr. Wagner. What was going on with you?
I had a hip replacement. He saw me through that. Then I had both knees replaced. He saw me through that. And then when I had the shoulder problem, I couldn't lift my arm over about 90 degrees, and it was like rubbing two rocks together.
Ouch.
So he got me to Dr. Shapiro, who's a shoulder specialist with UW Medicine. And Dr. Shapiro says, Bob, it's going to take you 4 to 6 months to recover from shoulder surgery. So I suggest we not do it, and you just live with the pain. So Dr. Wagner, on his first day of doing the stem cell surgery, I think I was his third patient.
Really?
I don't know how well you know him, but my life over to him. He's amazing.
When did you first realize that the shoulder felt different?
It was like 5 weeks, I would say, after the stem cell surgery, and the pain was gone. And it's been 18 months now. I have not had pain, and I do not feel any bone-to-bone contact at all.
The difference was that extreme, huh?
Night and day. A couple of things. Mark told me, he says, you're a carpenter. If you went into a kitchen, you could tell if it needs sheetrock. You could tell if it needs electrical. You could tell if it needs plumbing. He says exactly the same with the stem cell. They go into that area. They look around, and they fix what needs to be fixed. That was his explanation to me, without mm-hmm. being too technical.
When he first proposed the stem cell thing to you, did you believe it, or did it sound just too good to be true?
No, I believed him. He's just taken such good care of me for 10, 12 years. I couldn't say enough about him. I saw a sign once that reminded me of Mark, and it said, no one cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And boy, that's him in a nutshell.
Wow, that's quite a testimonial.
One other thing I would say, I've listened to several programs because I'm interested now in the stem cell stuff, but there are people that are using not the patient's stem cells, evidently.
Right.
And boy, it just sounds like you'd want to run from that. You want to take the stem cells from your own body and put them back in the bad area.
You had been advised by a shoulder surgeon that surgery was not going to work for you.
Correct. He said I'd go nuts sitting around for 4 to 6 months trying to heal from, and you'd be in rehab, four times a week, and he himself said, Bob, I'd recommend you do not do shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm. So any final thoughts?
I've recommended him to, a dozen people, I suppose. And I got a call the other day. Some guy he's an 80-year-old water skier, and he can't hold the tow rope anymore. So he's going to go see Mark and get stem cell surgery. I know his family. There's not a better person in the world. That'd be my last thought.
All right, Bob. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, and thank you for being such a loyal listener.
You make me laugh every day, Dave.
I appreciate that. That's nice of you.
All right.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.